Facebook is good for a lot of things, like funny pet videos and keeping up with your nieces and nephews. I like liking things and cheering folks on. On the downside, some people overshare. During the past election, there were quite a few folks who overshared a lot. I found it kind of intimate, if you know what I'm saying. One of the hardest things for me on Facebook are the lost pets. Oh, they just break my heart, and I scroll past them fast. Still, they stick with me. The thought of losing Scamp just makes my heart clench and my stomach turn over. I felt the same way when Charlie told me the story about Aggie Warner. Aggie Warner lost her cat. Here, kitty, kitty. Here, Karina. We heard her voice before we seen her. Me and Scamp then turned the corner and come upon old Aggie Warner, tacking posters to a pole and calling out into the cold. You seen my cat? She asked intently. No, I answered innocently. Long black hair, white bib and feet. Not while we've been on this street. Not around your house or shed. I'm praying that she isn't dead. 'Cause if she fought, I'm sure the winner would have had her for his dinner. Aggie, not to be dismissing, but how long has your cat been missing? Her tracks led off in this direction, round about our last election. I know I won't be soon forgetting how the news got so upsetting. Corinna probably had her fill and bolted for some quiet hill. Boy, I told her, that is tough, as if the elections weren't enough. But you remind me of a friend whose missing cat came home again 2 years later. Imagine that. In walks Junior's wayward cat. So though I know you're feeling low, look up, 'cause heck, you never know. The afternoon was turning colder. We'll keep our eyes out. That's what we told her. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.